This is Big Podcast Daily. I'm David Hooper. A few days ago, I saw a post on Facebook. It was by the host of a podcast called Entrepreneur on Fire. John Lee Dumas is his name. And John Lee Dumas is one of the guys that really inspired the daily podcast, especially for independent people. When he started Entrepreneur on Fire, it was common to see weekly podcasts, maybe a couple times every week, a couple times per month. Nobody, or almost nobody, at least independently, was doing a daily podcast. So daily podcasts that are done independently, podcasts like this one, we owe him a debt of gratitude. And he posted a letter. It was from a listener, maybe not from a listener, but somebody who seemed to know a lot about him. And it was pretty harsh. It was so harsh, I'm not going to read it here, but it's on his Facebook page if you want to see it. And I've got big picture thoughts on the situation, because if you reach enough people, it's likely that something like this is going to happen to you. And that's actually the big thought. If you reach enough people, a lot of podcasters, we stop short of doing that because we're afraid of criticism. And by stop short, a lot of podcasters, they don't even start. It is very scary for you to upload something to the internet and press publish, especially if you're saying something vulnerable, if you're bringing your personality out to the world where maybe somebody at your work is going to hear it, relatives are going to hear it, maybe your children are going to hear it. There's a lot to think about when you press publish. One of those things is not only that the people that you know are going to hear it, but the people that you don't know are going to hear it. And they're going to have opinions on it. Some of them, as John Lee Dumas experienced, they're going to write you with those opinions. Criticism, because as I said, this is going to happen. That's a big reason why you need to be clear on what you're doing and why you're doing it. If you're not clear, it's easy to be thrown off by criticism. So let's look at John Lee Dumas. This man is clear. If you've ever heard this podcast, Entrepreneur on Fire, you know, maybe you like it, maybe you don't. There's certainly mixed feelings about it. And again, that's my whole point. When you reach enough people, not everybody's going to like what you do. And that's good. You don't want everybody to like what you do. You want some people to love what you do. And you probably heard the saying, when you try to please everybody, you please nobody. In order for some people to love what you do, you're going to have to turn some people off. So back to John Lee Dumas. This man is very clear on what it is that he's doing and why he's doing it. And I think being that example, that's perhaps his greatest contribution to podcasting. That's my final thought on this situation. Whether you've got a blog, a podcast, whatever you're putting out into the world, be clear and know why you're doing it. And know that this happens to everybody. The reason you don't hear about this that much is that most people don't talk about it. If you want more inspiration around this, look up a speech by Theodore Roosevelt. It's called Man in the Arena. I'll have it linked at daily.bigpodcast.com. If you go there, you can subscribe to Big Podcast. Never miss an episode. I'm here every day. You can get Big Podcast Daily on Apple Podcasts, Google Play Music, wherever you get your podcast. Thank you for listening. I'll see you on bigpodcast.com, and I'll see you on the next episode of Big Podcast Daily tomorrow.